Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2011 Washington, D.C. Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Romans chapter 1 talks about you can deaden your heart to this. First Timothy chapter 4 says you can sear your conscience with a hot iron. And if you believe a lie long enough, you can get to where you really believe it. But you put a gun to their head, they get into trouble, and every one of them will cry out to God. They know that there's a God. This scripture says that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. There is zero exception. And if all it took was grace to get a person saved, then every person would be saved, because the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto every person that has ever breathed on this planet. Some of you may disagree with that, and you're entitled to your opinion, but I won't agree with you or we'd both be wrong. I'm telling you, this is what the Bible says, and I believe the Bible more than I believe the lies and the deceptions that people tell themselves. Every person knows at their heart level that there's a God. And that's the reason that they don't like to be still. That's the reason they don't like to just sit. They talk about being bored. And what it is, there's a little homing device on the inside of every person that God ever created. And if you get still and just go to thinking, that thing goes to going off and saying, is this all there is to life? Isn't there something more? And people get uncomfortable with that, thinking, you mean I'm missing something, and they don't know what it is. And rather than sit there and face the facts, they just, I've got to have something going. They got to have noise going. They got to be out doing something. They got to drown this still small voice out with something else. But there isn't a person in this room that doesn't know at your heart level, in your knower, that there is a God. God has revealed himself to you. You may not have clarity about it, but you're getting clarity right now as I speak these truths from God's word. And the truth is, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to every person who's ever lived on the planet. But not every person is saved, because not everybody mixes faith with it. Again, most people just kind of push it aside, and this doesn't fit into their lifestyle. And they're afraid that they'll have to give up something. They're afraid that their desires and their plans won't come to pass. And so they just deaden themselves and they drown it out with the noise of this world. But God is speaking. And the scripture says, Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. You know, I was walking in Washington, D.C. This is back 2004, I believe. It was the same time that President Reagan died and they had his motorcade, and I was here during that. And I was walking on the mall in Washington, and you know, some of that is gravel. And I was walking along, and I knew that I should be making noise walking on that gravel, but I couldn't hear a single step. And I thought how strange this was, and I actually listened, and I couldn't hear anything. And I thought, that's strange, and I didn't understand what it was. And then we left that same day that Reagan was in state here in the White House, and we went to Shenandoah National Park. And the next day, I went walking on the Appalachian Trail. And every time I took a step, it was like thunder. It was so loud, like wham! You could just hear it in the stillness and in the quiet. And it just dawned on me that, you know what? There was so much ambient noise in Washington. There, all of the traffic noise and all of the people, and there was just so much noise that I couldn't hear a single step I was taking. But you get out there in the quiet of the forest and you could hear every little step. Did you know that your heart is speaking to you 100%? God talks to you every minute of every day trying to give you direction. But we get the noise of this world and the news and everything that we drowned ourselves with. People today, they can't go anywhere without some plug in their ear. They never have a thought. They never listen to their heart. They're listening to something, and it drowns out the still small voice of God. But God is speaking to every single person every minute of every day. That's not meant to condemn you. It's meant to encourage you and let you know that, man, God's trying to reach out to you, but it's just in a still, small voice. 1 Kings chapter 19 says that. So anyway, God's grace has come unto every person, but see, most people don't respond positively to it. They drown it out. But God's grace is there. If grace is all it took for you to receive, every person would be saved because Jesus has paid for the sins of the whole world. And His grace, since it's not based on performance, it's unmerited, undeserved, it's the same to everybody. Every person has had the exact same amount of grace extended towards them. Every person has had every sin forgiven. Every person, God is loving you unconditionally. He doesn't love one person more than He loves another. God has healed all sickness and all disease. There aren't some people that He's healed and other people that He hasn't healed. He has healed every sickness. He bore in His body all sickness and all disease. He's taken away all of our sadness. There is no sadness. There's no grief. He bore our sorrows and carried our griefs. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4. Jesus is the same towards every single person. There isn't one person in here that God has treated better than another person. His grace, since it's unmerited, undeserved, is identical for everybody. And yet every person in here is at a different level of receiving from God, not because God's grace is different, but because our faith is different. If grace is all it took, then every person would be the same. But it is grace by faith. And our faith is the variable. Did you know that Hitler had his sins paid for? He killed 6 million Jews, not counting all of the other people that died in World War II. Hitler, as far as we know, never repented. He rebelled. But God had paid for every sin that Hitler had ever committed. Some of you think, well, that's not fair. Salvation isn't fair. If we got what we deserved, every one of us would go to hell. Somebody says, well, I'm not near like Hitler. Again, if you miss heaven by an inch, you miss it by a mile. Who wants to be the best sinner that ever went to hell? All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and every one of us deserved hell just as much as Hitler. But the grace of God paid for his sins, but as far as we know, Hitler never put faith in that grace. And so he's having to answer for his sins because he rejected the payment that God made for it, so he'll have to pay for it. Technically speaking, it's not your individual sins that send anybody to hell. It's the rejection of Jesus. It's the one single sin that sends people to hell, and that's the sin of rejecting Jesus. And see, this is why some people's logic is wrong. They say, well, now how could God punish a good person who just never really put their faith in the Lord, but they were a good person. They helped people. They were kind. They were nice. How could God punish them right alongside Hitler? That's because you think it's your individual sins that send you to hell. Our individual sins were enough to send us to hell. They made every one of us a sinner, and sin was punishable by death. And so we could have gone to hell for our own individual sins. But since Jesus paid for the sins of the entire world, the only sin that's really going to send any person to hell is the sin of rejecting the greatest gift that God ever gave. It's not your individual sins. It's the rejection of Jesus that sends people to hell. And if you look at it that way, rejecting Jesus and saying, I'm a good person and I think I'm good enough. I don't need Jesus. God's going to accept me because I'm just awesome. That's the greatest sin of all. That makes homosexuality look like nothing in comparison. Thinking that you are as good as Jesus, that you can substitute for Jesus, is a total, total misunderstanding of what true righteousness is. And it's an exaltation of yourself to the position of God. And there isn't a hell deep enough or an eternity long enough to punish people who just spurn Jesus and think that they don't need Him. That's the worst sin that anybody could ever commit. So even though Jesus has provided for every person and His grace has come to the entire human race, you got to put faith in it. in order for that grace to work. Here's another verse in Romans chapter 5, I believe it is. Let me turn over here and read this. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." The only way that you'll ever really have peace, rest in your relationship with God, is if you understand justification by faith, not by effort, not by works, not by your goodness, but it's by putting faith in Jesus. And then the next verse says, "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." You access faith by grace. The way you get what God has already provided is by faith. But now, I've been talking about grace. Let me talk about faith over here and define some of these things. Most people believe faith is something you do to get something from God. You might not phrase it that way, but I can guarantee you the vast majority of people, that's how they see faith. Faith is something I do to make God move. Matter of fact, you'll even hear people say, "Faith moves God." Faith doesn't move God. God's not stuck. God has anticipated every need that you'll ever have. He's already moved by grace. He's provided everything. When you come and say, "Oh Lord, save me," Jesus doesn't die. He died 2,000 years ago, anticipating that you would be born, knowing everything you would ever do, and He already dealt with your sins and paid for it. And before you ever came to a place where you called on the Lord for salvation, He had already provided it. God did not move when you said, "Oh Lord, save me." You were already saved, and all you had to do was put faith in what Jesus had already done.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the true gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Washington, D.C. area Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM243 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.
I'd like to invite you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. You know, there's people that listen to me on the radio or television every day, and they think, "Well, I already know what you're going to say. What's the point in going to one of these meetings?" But for one thing, you just get the Word at a different level when it's not broken into little 15-minute segments. It makes a huge difference in the way that the Word impacts you. Plus, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 or 50 of our Bible college students, prayer ministers there, that minister to people. You get prayer and personal ministry, and it is just a dynamic atmosphere. Charlie and Jill LeBlanc do the praise and worship, and you'd be blessed. So make plans to join me at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.